Yes.
Can you tell us what you're going to be doing in the next 3 years to carry on the office work?
What you should do.
Yeah.
You should leave.
What?
Yes, yes, I tell you. Work for Baba. What is work for Baba? Baba says, love me, isn't it? Love me more and more. What is love? Baba's love means we should love each other, we should love our other human beings, we should help them. That is Baba's work, Baba's love. Baba expects us, every one of us, even we though, I have been with Baba for the last 43 years. And I did not follow any rituals or ceremonies or meditations or any sorts of disciplines. I had only one business, to obey Him. And implicitly obeying Him, I found that He has put me to, difficulties were there, they were solved. And the life that is molded today, I feel that I have a very happy life. And what Baba made me work. Baba made everybody work. Even these nearest mandali who stay with Him 24 hours, they are never idle. They are made to work. Even if there is no work, He would create some work for them. He would even make us work, manual labor work also. There's no shame in doing any work. Baba wants us to do our duty first. If we are living in this world, we are not to renounce it. We are not to go away from the world. We are not to go into the hills or mountains and sit in meditations and waste our time. Baba wants us to live in this world. If we are married, we have to look after our wife, children. If we have parents to support, we have to do our duty towards our parents also. At the same time, we have to keep in everything that we do, we have to keep Baba at the back of our mind. At the back of our mind means we have to always think of Baba. Now we say, how can we carry out Baba's work? Baba physically is not here to give you any orders. So, whatever comes your way, whatever you think best, whatever your conscience honestly tells you, you take Baba's name and go on, do the work. But not at the cost of neglecting your duties. If you are a student, you must complete your studies. Should not neglect it. What is the use of studying? It is not going to lead me on fifth plane or fourth plane or something like that. Never think of such things. Be most practical. Baba had been most practical. I give you instances of how people in their distress used to come to Baba for help. Ordinary people, they were just devotees. They were not disciples or lovers or anything. Baba had hundreds of thousands of devotees in India, because we should call them devotees. Any God-realized person, they would go to offer their respects. So, those farmers or illiterate people, many times, they used to come with a child or somebody is very sick and come to Baba. When a child is almost, say, rickety or dying, Baba, please bless the child, my only child, something. Baba would not say, all right, I gave you my blessings and it will be all right. He would never say that. He would call Dr. Gower or somebody, doctor says, examine, take his temperature, what is wrong with it, what is it, is it TB or is it something, and then he would prescribe even medicine. Say, give something like vitamins or antibiotics or something, he would prescribe, give this and the child recovers. Here also, we know that it is, of course, Baba's blessings and Baba's grace that cures that. But Baba Himself never displays that He is doing this thing. He wants to be most... And by that, He sets an example to us, that when we work for Baba, we should not just be emotional and ask His grace and blessings and these things. His grace and blessings is always there in everything that you do, sincerely and honestly. So first thing is that we have not to neglect our duty. Baba never asked us to neglect our duty. Baba asked, with Baba's permission I married. He never asked me to remain celibate. I went for business. Whenever He ordered me to do something, whenever He asked me to wind up your business, come back, I came back. But now, I seek His assistance also in our... I am not perfect. We have our weaknesses. We are not... Baba always says that everyone has his weaknesses as well as strength, as well as their good points. Baba always asks us to see good points in others. Some have many good points, a few weak points. Some have many weak points and a few good points. But if we just look into others, their good points, the struggle does not arise. There are no jealousies, no quarrels. We live a life that Baba wants us to live. Baba has given us enough words. It is time for us to now leave those words. What's the use of just talking, even reading discourses, where does it lead us if we do not follow anything? At the same time, we have not to go literally into some items which Baba in his own way has explained at different times, at different places, regarding marriage also, sex life also. Baba has clearly disciplined his own followers, I mean to say.